there's a new film out about very different forces colliding, domination and submission. It centers on an office romance with a controversial twist. Steven Schoenberg's The Secretary won the special jury prize at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Bob Mondello says it's as endearing as it is kinky, thanks to a star-making turn by its leading lady.
Lee Holloway is a troubled young woman who has been punishing herself for years when she applies to be a local lawyer's secretary. She thinks she's undeserving. He has a very permanent-looking secretary wanted sign out front suggesting the job's a total bummer. Could this be a match made in heaven?
You'd be bored to death.
I want to be bored.
It's very dull work.
I like dull work.
Actually, it's not. E. Edward Gray, played by perpetually pasty James Spader, is a taskmaster who's never satisfied, but since Lee is masochistically inclined and has been beating up on herself for ages, there's not much he can do to her that she's not already doing. Besides, both of them seem to get a charge out of the abuse he heaps on her.
This letter has 3 typing errors in it.
I'm sorry, I'm...
Type it again.
This needs more sugar. 6 copies of these. You can get a much bigger voice out of that tiny throat.
This is the office of Mr. E. Edward Gray.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, who plays Lee, is so plucky and vibrant, and James Spader's Mr. Gray so tentative that there's never really much question about who's in control. That's true even when Mr. Gray starts administering office spankings, since Lee is deliberately making the typing errors that prompt them.
This isn't just about typos, tape, staples, and pencils, is it, Lee?
No, sir.
What?
No, sir.
Does all of this sound slightly seedy? Well, oddly enough, it doesn't play that way, though it's hard not to worry about it as you're watching. What's intriguing about director Steven Schoenberg's approach is his ability to wink at the story's kinks, getting lots of laughs, even as he suggests that sexual fantasy may just operate on a sort of therapeutic level. The key to his success is his leading lady, who has what you might call a self-possessed self-consciousness, an air of not entirely innocent one. Wonder at what she's discovering that makes the most outrageous things she does seem sort of sweet. It's easy to imagine how this story could have seemed downright grotesque, especially in a film industry where crassness almost always carries the day. But tricky as it sounds, The Secretary comes across as sly, sexy, and surprisingly light-hearted. It is, against all odds, a romance about S&M that's actually romantic. I'm Bob Mondello.